Love as Brethren. June 23, 1898. I would speak to those who are engaged in the work, in the church, or in any of our institutions. Love as brethren and sisters. If any of you feel that you are wise above your brethren, let him become less self-conceited, or he will make sad the hearts of those whom the Lord has not rebuked or made sad. In all your work, strive for unity with God. Man can accomplish nothing without God. And the Lord has chosen to accomplish nothing in the work for salvation of the human race without the cooperation of the human agent. Christ took humanity upon him, that humanity might touch humanity, and that divinity, combined with humanity, might lay hold on divinity. Humanity has nothing saving or restoring to the human race. The frail instrument alone is nothing. However sure he may be of his knowledge and his capabilities, man must become meek and lowly in heart, take Christ's yoke and carry Christ's burdens. Immeasurably inferior is the part the human agent sustains, but if he is linked up with the divinity of Christ, he can do all things through the strength which Christ imparts. And it is not one person alone who may have the privilege of being yoked up with Christ. All who receive and believe in him are bound up in fellowship with Christ. With the divine attributes of Christ, partakers of the divine nature, how is it possible for us to be so easily drawn apart in judgment and opinions? It is because we have not taken the yoke of Christ to wear it. All these contentions are the result of our hearts and minds not being under discipline to God. Where contention and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. James 3, verse 16. The question is asked, is Christ divided? How does the heavenly universe look upon this contention and strife? Says the Apostle, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." Romans 12, verse 3-5, 9, 10. Will we give heed to these words of the Lord? Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Verse 9. We are not to strengthen an evil work. Let those who have allowed their talents of influence to do this do so no longer. Let them not by pen or voice or influence act on Satan's side of the question. Let unity of action be seen in obedience to a "Thus saith the Lord." Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Verse 10. The church has a work to do. Said Christ, "Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth." John 17, verse 17. And the Apostle Paul says, "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Philippians 2, verse 1-7. Are we individually striving to obey this injunction? Why is it that self rises up so readily? Why is it that men seek to make other minds travel in the same lines with their own opinions and ideas? This is not the way the Lord has worked in the past, nor will He work in this way in the future. The injunction of the Word of God is, "Teach no other doctrine. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do." Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. 1 Timothy 1, verse 3 to 5. We need divine grace to sanctify the human being, body, soul, and spirit. We have no right to manufacture yokes for ourselves by gathering to ourselves a multitude of burdens and cares. These will give us no time for devotion and prayer, and will drive the truth out of the soul temple. Every moment we need to have Christ enthroned in the heart. Then we shall receive the higher education. We shall be constantly receiving, constantly being elevated and ennobled. Every precious talent will be put into exercise for the benefit of our fellow men. Every business transaction will bear the proving of God. Whatever may be our work in any position of trust, however lawful that work may be, if it becomes so engrossing as to lead us to deviate from the path of moral rectitude, then the highest interests of eternity, the salvation of the soul, is imperiled. We cannot afford to devote all our interests to temporal matters. For if the neighbor is not defrauded, the family of which we form a part is robbed of the time for devotional exercises and care which it should have. The wife may gather to herself burdens which she may suppose to be of greater importance than to help her husband in bearing his portion of responsibility. And the same is true of the husband. Tender ministrations are of value. There is a tendency for the husband to feel free to go out and come into his home more as a boarder than a husband of the family circle. There is need for constant watching that the principles which lie at the foundation of family government are not disregarded. The Lord designs that the families on earth shall be symbols of the family in heaven. And when earthly families are conducted in right lines, the same sanctification of the Spirit will be brought into the church.